Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English newsroom, I'm Emma McCarthy. Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone concludes his week-long visit to Cuba Tuesday. The Cardinal is in Cuba to mark the 10th anniversary of Pope John Paul II's apostolic voyage to the country in 1998. On the last day of his five-day visit, Cardinal Bertone met and had talks with the newly confirmed President Raúl Castro. The meeting was President Castro's first diplomatic encounter since Parliament confirmed his appointment, replacing his elder brother Fidel on Sunday. At a joint news conference Monday, following a closed-door encounter with Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roque, the Vatican Secretary of State told journalists he had come to Cuba at a special and extraordinary moment and that he expected clarity and sincerity in his talks with the President. Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone said he had seen a development and maturity between local churches and authorities. He said the church is working to find a road moving forward, together with new President Raúl and the new Council of State. He added that the church would put itself beside the Cuban government at what he called an extraordinarily important moment of change. On Monday, the Cardinal also told members of the Foreign Diplomatic Corps in Havana that freedom of religion is not integral and authentic if it does not also include public dissemination. In a speech that was later distributed by Cuban bishops, he told the diplomats that Cubans have the right to feel proud of being Cuban and to be respected, valued, and represented by those who govern them. Cardinal Bertone, who was commemorating the historic visit of Pope John Paul II to the communist island 10 years ago, said his relations with Cuban officials had been excellent. The Cardinal leaves Cuba Tuesday. He will then travel onwards to Armenia and Azerbaijan before returning to Rome on March 9th.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.